let's look at this grace again. How are we to reign in life? Good question. Through the abundance of grace. The scripture says, much more, they which received the abundance of grace. That's what the King James said. They which received the abundance of grace, right? Again, what is grace? God's unmerited favor. What? God's unmerited favor. What is that? That's something that you didn't earn, something you didn't deserve. You didn't merit it. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it, but he gave it. Ha. So that's God's unmerited favor. Let's look at it like this. What is that? You and I now are a new creature with the life and nature of God in us. And that is God's ability in us. So what are you saying? When I was empty, I had no hope, I was hopeless, empty, wicked, and all of this, I was a zero, nothing, a nobody. God took me, took you, took your dead spirit, took your dead self, and made you alive. Are you listening to me? And not only made you alive, but made you alive like him. You say he did? Absolutely. Because he gave you his life. Did you hear what I say? Did you hear what I just said? He gave you his life. And you would not go around with your friends and you have cattle in your pasture, hogs in the pen, and you wouldn't go around telling them, that's my son, that's my daughter. You wouldn't do that. Because they'll look at you and say, where you come from? But God called us his sons, didn't he? Beloved, now are we the sons of God? That's what the scripture says. Am I right? That means for me to be God's son, I have to be like God.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have when we got born again, you and I now have his nature. We are new creatures with the life and nature of God in us. And that is God's ability in us. Because I'm a son of God, because you're a child of God, we have God's ability in us. What we could not do before, now we can because we now have God on the inside of us. That's grace. That's God's ability. Grace, God have graced us to do stuff like he does. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say it again because we're talking about reigning in life. Would you say when Jesus was on this earth, did he reign in life? Did he reign in life? Was he a man? He was just as much of a man as you and I. Did he reign over circumstances? Did 5,000 men beside women and children and just two fish and five loaves of bread available stop him? Did he panic? So, oh my God, what am I going to do with this crowd? Did he do that as God or did he do that as man? He did it as a man. He changed their situation. And we said, and we'll say, that was Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Now, who are you? You say, he's my daddy, my brother. And Jesus said, what I do, you can do also. Now, who's telling the truth? So, it's God's grace God's ability on the inside of us that caused us to live and reign in life by Jesus Christ. Now, I want to ask you a question. I know it might just sound kind of off, out of space. Now, how many of you that never been to pilot school, never cracked a book, and all you seen or heard, you may have been on an airplane, but can you step up in that cockpit and tell your co-pilot, I'm in charge today, I'm flying this thing? Would you have that kind of nerve to do something like that? Why? I want you to get this. Why? You know why? Because you have no knowledge what to do. And this is why believers are living defeated lives. They don't know what the word says. They don't know who they are. They let somebody else tell them who they are. They let circumstances tell them who they are. They let the life they came from before they got born again keep dictating to them what they can do. Are you listening to me? Instead of going to this manual, which is for my life, instead of going to this manual and say, Holy Spirit, now you living in me, now you teach me who I am. I want to learn about my daddy, my brother, the Holy Spirit, the angels, the promises that you've given me, and all the good things you've given me in life, who I am and my place in the kingdom. But then you know what? They watching Matlock. You know what I mean by that? They're looking at everything else. And Matlock not going to tell you about who you are in Christ. You know what I mean? I'm not picking on Matlock. Just use it for an example. So, you have been given the abundance of grace. For what reason? That you may reign in life. And we find out grace is something that you did not merit, right? It's God's unmerited favor. Glory to God. Now listen to this. Listen to this. I read further. What could grace help us to do what we could not do? Listen. It is inferred that sometime plainly taught. Now listen, it's inferred. And sometime plainly taught that we will reign with Jesus during the millennium. Now listen to me good now. Now this is the truth, but not the whole truth. Why? Because we're talking about the here and now. We will one day reign with him in the millennium. But this is not what this verse is talking about altogether. This is not. And see when you remember the stepping up in that cockpit, you're going to fly that jet and you don't have 1 ounce of knowledge of what to do. Remember, I want you to keep that in mind. How are you going to reign with God on this earth and you don't even know who you are? And that's what I'm here to do, to tell you who you are so you can set aside some time and get in this book and let him tell you who you are. And get somebody that'll teach you the truth. How do you find somebody that'll teach you the truth? Pray, ask God, and he'll tell you where to go. You just don't jump up in a church building. I'm not putting them down, But there's too many that don't tell you the truth. They'll tell you what they want you to hear. Or some unbelieving stuff that somebody told them. And they haven't taken time. They got somebody else material they wrote out of their soul, out of their mind. And the Holy Spirit didn't tell them not one word. But you better hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Hallelujah.